So greylist is a term that gets used when people talk about searching for evidence, but what does it actually mean?
It's a rather ambiguous term. It's also fluid, i.e. not black or white, hence the term grey, various shades of. It's probably more useful to define it by the type of research document. And traditionally, this has come to mean a conference proceeding, a report, charity report, government report, regulatory document, or a thesis, a PhD or a master's. There's a more formal definition, but basically grey literature is research information, either in print or electronic form, which is created outside of the conventional commercial publishing sector.
Okay, so does that mean pretty much it's everything else that isn't a book or a journal article?
Yes, essentially as a working definition, that's what it is. Grey literature is not mass-produced research textbooks or peer-reviewed journal articles that you have to subscribe to.
Okay, that's helpful. And are there some other examples of what's considered grey literature that you can give?
Yes, along with the three main types of grey literature, there's a long trail of research information which could be considered to be grey, such as a guideline, an expert consensus statement, international standard, a safety information sheet, a drug label, a patient information leaflet, a clinical trial protocol, unpublished trial results, a web page, a blog, a newsletter, a press release, a transcript of an interview or a focus group.
Right, okay, so it's lots of different things. And I guess that makes it tricky to know where to look for grey literature.
Yes, once you know what it is, you're on the way. But the next hurdle is where to find it. This lack of commercial control around this type of literature can often mean there's no investment in managing and indexing it, which raises real problems locating and acquiring, i.e. search and retrieval. Grey literature items are not routinely indexed as structured records in databases such as PubMed, which is the route into the traditional non-grey journal literature. There are a few sources of grey literature, such as thesis databases or websites such as OpenGrey, but generally searching for grey literature can be faffy and very time consuming.
Right, okay. So what would be your top tips then for how to find it?
Set yourself some time aside, an afternoon or a day. You need to hunt around for it. You need to be creative. You need to think laterally. Often you need to run lots of little iterative searches.
Right.
Okay. Are there any key organisations which might have published a report which is relevant to your research? Are there any key conference proceedings which you could check? Any relevant guidelines? Googling. So browse or search a key website, a government or public body. Or a top tip is to use Google as the main search engine, but limit it to that website that you're trying to search, because the Google search engine is often far more powerful than the website's own search box. So there are dedicated resources such as OpenGrey, which I've just mentioned previously, but there's also one called All Cats Are Grey, and this is a UK-based database funded by Health Education England.
Okay, that's great. Those are really helpful tips, Sarah. Thank you. And that Google cheat sheet you mentioned, that's the one that's on our evidence resources.
Yeah, that, there's some really simple tips, but they can be really useful in covering the grey literature, sort of getting the best out of an internet search, really.
Right.
It's useful to remember that the grey literature search is usually performed as part of a much broader search for the evidence, including the traditional non-grey journal literature. And this journal literature is also a route into finding the grey literature. If you check the reference list, the bibliographies, you know, the author of that paper that you've got in front of you, that journal paper, they might have cited a key government report or a thesis or a conference abstract that your searchers have failed to find. Also running citation searches, who has cited who, can often lead you into other grey literature items.
That's great. It's really helpful. And then lastly, what about some of the traditional bibliographic databases like Web of Science? Do they have any grey literature?
Yes. So these sort of big bibliographic databases, which are primarily set up as the route into the journal literature, some of those do actually contain grey literature items like Web of Science. On the Web of Science platform, there is a dedicated conference abstract database. Scopus sometimes has a few grey literature items in there, a thesis or a conference abstract or a report. MBase2, that definitely has conference abstracts. So when you run your search for the journal literature, you might just retrieve some grey literature items along the way.
That's brilliant, Sarah. Thanks so much for sharing all this information.
Good luck.